Today we celebrate the feast of Saint Andrew the Apostle, and in the Gospel we find an important message, and that is Peter, Andrew, James and John left what they had and took that blind leap of faith. Can we also take that blind leap of faith in our lives? Now, they had their jobs, they had everything that they had, but when Jesus called them, they didn't know what was there on the other side, but they just took that blind leap of faith. And we find in the life of Saint Andrew that towards the end, he died on the cross, and the cross was the shape of X. It's known as the Crux Decusata. Yep, that's what it was called. And this is the X-shaped cross. And he was on the cross for 2 days, 2 whole days, preaching to the people. While he was still suffering, he gave glory to God. Now this comes to a point where I would like to share one of my stories with you. You know, I find myself very much similar to Monsignor Tom, apart from the height and the color. Well, coming to think of it, it's very few things. One is the baldness, which would be the shape of the head. The second is, both of us have lost a piece of our hand. I believe Monsignor has lost his thumb. Well, that shows how mischievous or naughty we both were when we were pretty young. I've lost the middle finger, a piece of my middle finger. Now, if you look like this at my hand from this perspective, you won't find any difference. But if I keep the two together, you'll find that my middle finger has lost a small piece. And this story goes back to my 5th standard. It was in the month of October, and we had a national holiday, which was the day of the father of our nation. And there was a competition at school. There was a drawing competition. So I was preparing myself for a whole month for this drawing competition. And since it was a holiday, my mother had to manage 2 children. I mean, I know that most of you have too many kids, but my mother had a tough time managing the 2 of us, my elder brother and me. And so what she did was the best thing that she could do on a holiday was putting us to sleep. I mean, not putting us to sleep. It's basically, we were asleep during the afternoon. And she woke us up. Now, I am a guy who sleeps too much and I love sleeping. And I hate when anyone wakes me up. And she woke me up so that I could go for the competition. And I was so angry at her at that time. I wanted to express my anger, but you know, comparing the size, she was pretty big and I was a small kid. I thought it would be safer that I expressed it through a different way. And I went into the toilet. I pretended to wash my face. And as I came out of the toilet, I said, okay, this would be the best place where I can express my anger because there was a distance between me and my mom. And I slammed the door. It was the door that I slammed to show that I was very angry at my mother. But since I didn't wash my face, I was half asleep and my hand was in between the door. I failed to take it out. And the door got shut. I felt a numbness in my finger. And when I started looking at it, I found blood coming out like a fountain. I was wringing my hand and it became like a spray paint on the wall. The blood was all being splattered on the wall. After some time, my mother took my hand and put it under the pipe, and then that's when we found that there was a piece missing. And Christy A was on this side of the door, and Christy B, which is that small piece, was on the other side. And they did a search for that, and that was found under a wash basin. It was hiding there. They took both the pieces, Christy A and Christy B, to the hospital, and I was given anesthetics at that time. It did not have much effect because I didn't fall asleep. Could be because of the pain or, you know, something. And in the surgery room, the doctors were all there. My mother was also called in to give me support. And she came to me and she came to beside me and she leaned over. I thought she was going to comfort me. And when I was having all this pain, she came to me and said, "Say thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus." I think I gave her one of the meanest looks at that time. I was like, I am having so much pain and you're telling me these 2 words instead of consoling me? I didn't know why she said that at that time. And again, she got up and said a little more louder, say, thank you, Jesus, praise you, Jesus. This was for the doctors also to hear. And I, trying to be a good child, I was like so angry, but then in order to please everyone around, I said, thank you, Jesus, praise you, Jesus. And I was looking at my mother at times. The operation got over, and I lost that peace. Unfortunately, it couldn't be brought back. But I was wondering why she told me to say, thank you, Jesus, praise you, Jesus, when I was having so much pain. And I realized it only 2 months later. 2 months later, we had another competition for Christmas. And during this Christmas competition, it was in a mall that we had, a drawing competition, and I ended up getting the second place. Now, the school competition was only within the children of the school, but this was of the children of the locality, which was a greater crowd. And God, dear friends, when we praise God in times of our pain, I believe that God blesses us. Maybe not at that time, but towards the future. And this is a lesson that I learned. This is what St. Andrew is also teaching us. And may God bless each and every one of us.